You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ralph from Portland writes, Doc Dahlia, why do people cheat? My wife of 17 years just left me for a man whom she met online, Facebook of all places. She says it's my fault because I wasn't paying attention to her. I wasn't the one on Facebook, though. What could I have done differently? I love her. How did I lose her? And he kind of goes on, but we'll stop it there. I got to tell you, online has definitely changed the dynamics of a lot of marriages. I kind of stopped for a second to think about, you know, my husband really doesn't do Facebook and doesn't do a lot of online, so I don't have to worry. But you hear that so much. One of our family members just went through a divorce because wife met somebody on Facebook. This is sick. I am so sorry, Ralph, you went through that. There's a variety of reasons why people cheat. We've discussed that on the show, and I wouldn't blame yourself. Keep in mind, when somebody does cheat, okay, mind you, if they weren't beaten, if they weren't assaulted by their spouse, if they just on their own chose to fall for somebody else, okay, many times, so they don't feel guilty, or to hopefully improve their side, you know, of divorce proceedings, they will find blame of the victim and find blame with the victim. And so I'll have many ladies that'll be in my office crying, going, he said, I let myself go. I gained 10 pounds since we got married. I don't have sex in the positions that he wants. And no, that is complete baloney. Okay. You know, when a spouse cheats and they blame the other, it's because they're trying to deal with their own guilt. They're trying to intellectualize. They're trying to validate it, going, well, I'm allowed to. They aren't paying attention to me. They're this. No, there's no excuse for cheating. If you're going to make your vows, okay, and your loved one who you vowed to spend the rest of your life to is not hitting you, is not beating you, is not sexually assaulting you, is not abusing you, failing to allow you to eat, etc., okay, and you just wanted to, you know, dip your pen in the company ink, or, you know, just go and explore the other pastures, whatever the word for it is. Don't start blaming and ridiculing the other spouse. You know, when people undergo being cheated on, okay, they, you know, if you were ever cheated on, and many of us have been, I mean, it's very devastating. It's extremely embarrassing, but you don't need more salt being rubbed into the wound, being told it was your fault. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, it's because you talk too much. Oh, it's because you're so right-wing. Oh, it's because I can't stand the fact that you rip on Obamacare. Well, those weren't the reasons, because I've been married and my husband hasn't cheated. But, you know, back in school, I was cheated a lot. And on a lot. When I asked why, you know, it was, you know, well, I like, I can't say this on air, and I was not very interested in all the new wave sex moves. I was kind of a pretty good girl. I respectfully declined engaging in some of those. So they went and found somebody they did. Yeah, I felt guilty. I felt like, oh, it was my fault. So here's the thing. If you are afraid that you're going to lose somebody, okay, then look at what you're doing with the marriage, and is there something you're doing that could put your marriage at risk? Like, for example, if you never tell your wife or you never tell your husband you love them, if you never allow for time for intimacy, even if it's not sex, we talked about lack of sex drive, but, you know, if you really don't even cuddle on the couch anymore, if you don't even kiss each other anymore, okay, you need to identify why, because people do want to be cuddled, people do want to be kissed. You know, if you come home from work and are yelling and screaming at the wife, you know, about your bad day and how she bugs you, etc., so she's like, you know what, I'm going to be around somebody who wants me, then, you know, maybe it's not so much your fault, but maybe there was a problem with the marriage. But if your marriage is going fine, which is what I see in a lot of these cheating cases, the marriage is good. The marriage is fine. The kids are good. There's sex with the couples. Everybody seems to be all happy. Just got back from a Disneyland trip and wife is sleeping with somebody at work. Or husband, you know, is cheating with somebody he met at the gym. Well, then, no, that's not the other person. It's not the victim's fault. It's not. It's because that other person wanted to cheat. Now, why would somebody want to cheat? Well, you know, we've talked about this. Some people, they just need that self-esteem booster, unfortunately. It's a horrible way to boost self-esteem. They want to feel sexy. They want to feel young again. They love the chase. They love the excitement. Or they just can't control their animalistic instincts. I mean, you know, us being married and in monogamous relationships is very new in the last few hundred centuries. But in the olden days, men could have tons of wives. That wasn't very odd. I mean, nowadays, no. You marry one and you're with them the rest of your life, right? But people have had concubines and they've had, you know, mistresses and multiple wives for centuries before. It's in our animalistic instinct to mate, but it's more in a male's animalistic instinct, okay? Usually the female, now they have their kids and they're fine. They're like, thank you, no more sex. You know, but with the male species, they could propagate a lot, except for a couple monogamous type of species. Like, I think dolphins are monogamous, right? But for the most part, even the animal species, males don't have to be monogamous. They could plant their seed with a variety of people, right? So, or a variety of species, I would say. You don't want an animal mating with a human. But you get it. But, you know, what do we do about Facebook, social media? How do you prevent the cheating that happens there? Remember, there's predators looking for you. I mean, you know, me, on my Facebook, I have people hitting on me all the time. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ludicrous. I giggle. I show my husband and then I block the person. But what if there's somebody who really is kind of accepting of that? What do you do if your spouse wants to, you know, wants to be flirted with? That could be a huge issue. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,579.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,619.25, $809.63 for a half ounce, or $404.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,619.25, $809.63, and $404.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. A big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy who is sponsoring this segment of the show. Thanks to XM Satellite and Premier Radio for broadcasting the show, Talk Superstation, and to all my affiliates out there. So we're going to spend more time another day on, you know, cheating, et cetera. But I want to make sure I'm giving attention to all your questions and emails that we've been getting. One of you wants to know why your wife won't share her email with you. Is that a sign of her cheating? Another one of you is very concerned about all the hours your husband spends online. Okay, this is a tough topic, so I'm not going to blow it off too quickly. But before we move on, this is an extremely now common thread that we've been seeing where our entertainment has gone from watching the television to going and sitting in front of a computer. Okay, I mean, I remember my father when he wanted to relax. There was really nowhere to go in the apartment but to sit on the couch in front of the television, right? And so then you would see my father, okay? It's not that he was going off to a room to go into a little cubby to be on his computer, which I think, by the way, is really going to change the dynamic of families. If you agree, right? Because, you know, I mean, when my father had come home, it'd be all, you know, greasy from, you know, fixing people's appliances in their homes. My mom would give him Comet. He would scrub himself with the Comet. He would go take a shower because he was really dirty and smelly. I didn't care because he was my daddy. I loved him. I still remember the dirt and the grease and the sweat smell, but he was my daddy. I loved him. Like, hurry and take a shower, daddy. Hurry, I got to tell you everything about my day. We finger painted, and then we did math, and then Billy kissed me. Billy kissed me in the yard. What? Huh? Who? What? Huh? And my mom's like, just go take a shower. And mommy yelled at me, daddy. So anyway, he would go and take a shower. Then he'd come out. Mom would feed him because he usually ate after us. You know, he'd tell us to go away, you know, so he could digest his food because it would make him choke. And then he'd sit on the couch. And then we'd get to jump on him, tell him about our day. And then as soon as he sat on the couch, he's like, bedtime. And then we had to go to bed. But you would, your entertainment or your post-dinner family time would be in an area that was where we all would, you know, see you. Now, you know, family members come home and they go right to their room. See, I didn't really have my own room growing up. I always had to share a room. And when my parents got mad at us, they would take off the door. So whenever they didn't trust either my sister or my brother, they got mad at us. So I would have to change in the bathroom because I had a brother and stuff. But you really didn't get to go off and sequester yourself when you wanted to be alone. We never really had alone time. And nowadays, you know, everybody has their own cubby, or they could go outside, or they whatever. They take their iPad, they take their phone, you know, and they could communicate then. They, you know, like, for example, like a phone. I mean, my mom would know what I was saying because I really didn't have privacy wherever there would be a phone. You know, what, sometimes I could sneak into their house, their room, use their phone so I could try to have a private conversation. But for the most part, I really didn't have had privacy with the telephone. Now, everybody can go anywhere. They could text. You don't even think your kid is on the phone, and he could be texting and communicating. So the dynamic of families, how I see it, is we have a very privatized, isolationist type of evolution of the family. So less communication. Even though people may be communicating more with their friends, less communicating with each other, less knowing what the hell's going on, but we're also seeing this with the parents and with the spouses. My husband does come home and he goes to relax and he goes on the computer. He's not big on Facebook. He's not. But he goes and he likes to play a video game, etc. But he doesn't close himself off in a room. It's wide open. Everybody could see. Not that I'm really worried. I mean, if my husband was going to cheat on me, he would have cheated on me years ago. I mean, honestly, you know, so I think at this point, you know, he's just exhaustively stuck with me. So I'm not worried. But what could you do if you are a little concerned? Okay. Well, I mean, let's say you have a spouse, let's say you have a wife that always closes herself up in a room while you're dealing there with the kids, and she closes herself up in the room with the computer. You know, you could ask, you know, look, can we leave the door open so I can, you know, call you if I need to, or no, I need privacy, I want some privacy, etc. All right, well, that could be a little bit of an issue, you know, and then you could go, you know, why is, you know, I mean, I want to give you your privacy, but why is this for business? Is this, and if she doesn't give you a good answer, I just need privacy time. I can't concentrate. I can't type and think at the same time. Well, maybe. But if she gets on the defensive that, you know, you know, because she thinks you want to know what she's doing. I mean, that could be a red flag. Another red flag of somebody cheating is when you go onto their computer, the history is all erased. You're never able to find the history. See, when I use my computer, I type whatever I need, and I move on. I probably should erase some of the history. I did not realize, because I do a lot of my show prep at work. And so one time I was going to have a urologist on. So I wanted to talk to him about penile issues and urethra issues and erectile dysfunction, etc. And so when the internet apparently the computer, I don't want to say crash, but you know how the computer sometimes wipes out and then it comes on later and it says, would you like to restore your session? So the nurse restored the session and up comes all these topics. I even had an anatomy picture because we were going to talk about the corpus cavernosum, etc. And so, you know, maybe I do need to be a little bit more careful in case like kids or patients see that. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care if there's anatomy pictures up. You know, so I mean, some of us may want to be more careful. But for the most part, I don't think I even know how to erase my history. There is a way for you to erase your history. There is. And actually, many, you know, cyber security groups tell you to erase your history so you can't be traced from certain websites. And a lot of you that like to look at porn, you know, if you don't want people to see that, it's, you know, or you don't want your kids to see it. Like I said, I found out my kids, one when he was 7 years old, was looking at boobies because when I started to search something, you saw B-U-B-B-E-E-S. All right. And I know my husband knows how to spell boobies, which only left one of my two boys and one who could type. So I got really, really mad. Not so much that he was looking at boobies, but that he didn't know how to spell it. Okay, I mean, you know, the one thing my kids are going to learn how to do is spell. So I made them write boobies out 100 times. Anyway, but that's neither here nor there. So, you know, if you go to the computer and it's completely blank history, well, why is that? Why are they getting rid of their history? Whenever you walk into the computer, if the computer shuts off, okay, you know, that. Now, my husband did that a couple times, all right? He was on his computer at work. And I would walk in and immediately he would flip to the screensaver, or he would flip to the main desktop, and I'm like, come on, please, that's more suspicious than you just, you know, looking at, you know. And then he pulls up and he was playing a video game. All right, so, you know, I caught him, and, you know, I doubt he was looking at anything else. He wouldn't do that at work anyway. But he was playing a video game. He didn't want me catching him playing a video game at work while he was waiting in between patients. So, you know, so if you walk into the room, they immediately go to desktop. I'm like, really, you're staring at the desktop? So that's something also. If they usually come to bed after you're asleep, that, you know, why are they up so late? That now could just be, again, it could just be video games. And I'm sure there are private detectives that could help you figure out what was searched and what was done and how much time was spent on each. I hate the fact that you have to do that. You know, if your husband or wife's computer password is changed so you can't access it and you have to keep asking, that's kind of interesting. If they won't let you log on their Facebook or they won't let you log on their email, again, that could be kind of an odd sign. I mean, why? I understand people need privacy. You really do. You do need privacy. Let's say you want to buy your wife a present, or, you know, your wife, you know, has some friends and wants to talk to them privately. But again, if let's say you do need to talk privately about stuff, again, I mean, I wouldn't be doing that on the emails. Remember, emails aren't private. You know, if you're kind of worried about your marriage and you want to talk to your lady friends, but you don't want your husband seeing the emails, well, then talk to your lady friends, go to lunch with them. Okay, don't be making emails, because it does. It makes people, you know, concerned. You know, my husband, I think one time, did want to look at my Facebook, because most of my Facebook friends are men, and it's probably because with my radio show, I have a higher male demographic, so people found me on Facebook. So I think, at one point, I thought that he was actually kind of looking up who these men were, to try to, you know, figure out, gosh, she's talking to a lot of men. This is when people, you know, Facebook started to get big and people were cheating on their spouses with Facebook. And I think he gave up after the 500th because he realized, okay, there's just no way to tell. And so, it, you know, but, you know, good for him for, I mean, that means he cares. I don't mind him checking up on me. I got nothing to hide. Go for it, you know. It's a fear of a lot of ours. And I actually have to admit this too. We did have a family member who did cheat online, met her future husband online, divorced her other husband. So online allows you a lot more access to people that you wouldn't have access to at work or at school. And it is a fear. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. Over the last couple days in the news, they've been talking about this assisted living facility in Bakersfield where Lorena Bayless, 87-year-old resident, had become unconscious, and the nurse would not perform CPR because she was not allowed to do it, according to the facility's protocol. calls, and the 911 operator had pleaded that she get a passerby or somebody to start administering CPR. We spoke about this yesterday at great lengths, and to this date, we have not received any word from the assisted facility if the patient was actually a DNR or a do not resuscitate, which makes us now wonder, is this a type of facility that does not perform CPR? And are facilities out there that just don't perform CPR? That is not what they're allowed to do. That's not what they do or they're allowed to do. Many of you have called in and commented on that. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, this is Ken in Indiana, and I used to be a healthcare administrator at one in Indiana. And as an assisted living center, you're either licensed or unlicensed as a medical facility. If you're unlicensed, you're not licensed as a medical facility, you can't perform any medical care whatsoever. Mm-hmm. To include assisting somebody with the shower, washing their back would be considered a nursing procedure, so you can't even do that. So that's probably what this facility was, is an unlicensed or an assisted living center that wasn't licensed as a medical center. Mm-hmm. And their hands were tied, because if they performed CPR and the state came in, then the state would have fined them or even shut them down for performing medical procedures as a when they're not licensed to do so.
Mm-hmm. No, good point. You know, according to USAIndiana.org, they were talking about, you know, what a unlicensed assisted living facility can or can't do. And you brought up a great point. If it's unlicensed, they can't, you know, administer medicines, et cetera. We'll kind of tell you the distinction. However, CPR, they say, according to this document, they say CPR and first aid administration and first aid administration are left up to the individual facility. They say, although these facilities are not subject to the Indiana State Department of Health regulation, the ISDH recommends that there be at least one person on duty at all times who is trained in CPR. It is appropriate to administer basic first aid. Now, this is kind of interesting. Okay? You know, this is where the law gets fuzzy. I agree with Ken, where you will have facilities that if they aren't a licensed medical facility, then they aren't required to, you know, act as a medical facility and could actually be liable. Okay? I mean, you know, remember we talked about, this was a long time ago, Good Samaritan law and what that protects you in terms of performing CPR, but a health professional is not protected. Okay? I mean, in fact, sometimes passerbyers aren't protected. Remember there was a girl who had given CPR to her friend after a car accident, and I guess because the neck had been a little unstable and the friend had suffered a cervical injury, the friend ended up being alive. Her life was saved, but paraplegic. So she sued the original friend that gave her CPR. There's not a lot of protection when you are a Good Samaritan giving CPR. There should be with the Good Samaritan laws, but you could still see that lawsuit still went through. And if you're a medical professional, if you give CPR or do any sort of resuscitation, whether you're trained or not, and then there's a bad outcome, you could get sued. So my guess is you have certain facilities that choose to offer these services or not. Now, CNN was on in the background this morning when I was getting ready to go to the studio, and there was a gentleman whose parents are at this facility in Bakersfield, California, where the incident occurred. 87-year-old woman had become unconscious. Nurse had called 911 like she was instructed to do so. Per protocol, didn't start CPR on her own. Ambulance comes. By the time Bayless, the patient, comes to the hospital, she dies. Now, they interviewed a son of not the patient who had died, but the son of two people living in this assisted facility, and it looks like apartments. You remember Remember I told you there were some facilities where basically it's where you and your spouse could live in an apartment. You're not like in a nursing home setting. And then there's people to check on you and make sure that you're taking the right medications and assist you with little things that you need because you're just not ready to live on your own. And so that's what it looks like to me this facility is. Again, we're still not getting the details that we need. And the gentleman who said his parents were there, he said he's afraid to even walk into the building because if he ends up having a heart attack, nobody would be there to help him. Now, what was a very fascinating point to that comment, although some people were like, oh, please, really? You're afraid to walk in somewhere? Let's just stop and think about it. Okay, we assume that there is always going to be somebody there for us. We assume that there will always be somebody to call 911, that we will, or somebody will start CPR. Now, as a doctor, I can tell you right now, many of you don't know CPR. You don't. And if you do see somebody on the ground, you may think he's drunk and walk by him. Or you may think he's a bad guy and you don't want to lean over somebody because they'll grab you. So I fear that many people won't run over. Remember there was that little girl who was run over multiple times in China and people walked by her and nobody stopped and did anything? And then by the time the mom found her, she has been bleeding to death? All right, I have to, as a doctor, and I think you all have to, assume that the average person isn't going to stop to help. And then do we need to kind of, I guess, change things around a little bit and maybe, I hate the word regulate or I hate the word, you know, demand, but shouldn't we have, especially if you're in some sort of a living facility, demand that there is at least one person there that does know CPR? I mean, according to this website, on the state of Indiana, they said usually the state health department recommends that there be at least one person on duty at all times who is trained in CPR that can administer at least basic first aid. What about Walmart? What about going into Walmart? Is there somebody there that knows CPR or first aid? I mean, remember, the paramedics are phenomenal. Your first responders are phenomenal. But 5 minutes, I mean, is life or death. Why do you think we keep urging you all to learn CPR? And why do you think I keep giving you guys tips on how to do CPR and calling 911 and leaving the person flat on their back if they don't have a neck injury? And, you know, check for pulse. If you can't find a pulse, start doing the chest compressions between the nipple lines, right at the sternum. Right, you know, one hand, base of your palm, with the other hand overlaid on top of it, starting to do compressions at the rate of about 100 beats a minute to the song "Staying Alive," preferably about, you know, 1.5 to 2 inches deep into the sternum, start doing compressions. We talked about the breathing. We did all that a few days ago. I want you all CPR trained, but if you're not, you know, I would love a passerby to go and help somebody that passed out. I mean, remember, heart disease is still the number one killer. Okay, I wherever I go, I always expect that somebody is going to drop, and I'm ready for it. But should we make sure that Walmart, Target, grocery stores, malls have somebody that could at any time perform CPR? Now, maybe security guards at malls do. I don't know. I don't know if there's any regulation with that. But I do think that gentleman, you know, had a point. I do not want to walk into a facility where I know they won't perform CPR. And then in that case, should there be some sort of specification, should there be some sort of signage saying, look, we don't give CPR here. Just so if you are high risk, you don't walk into that building. I never thought of that. Should you advertise on your building, look, we don't give CPR? And then why the hell does a company not give CPR? What is the legal ramifications if they do? 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you called in saying you agree. If there is no medical facility, AED, CPR in the facility, that should be on signage. Now, again, but I don't know. Again, do you make Walmart do that? Do you make McDonald's do that? You know, I mean, I understand what the healthcare or not the healthcare facility, but these assisted living facilities that are unlicensed. I'm in agreement with you. I think there does need to be a sign. This is news to us that unlicensed. Well, even with Ken's call regarding if it's an unlicensed, you know, facility, no, they cannot. But according to this, with the Indiana State Health Department, they said it is still encouraged that somebody be there that knows CPR. But I think I agree with the fact that we need to then advertise the fact that, no, there's not going to be somebody here that can help you or somebody that could help you. You know, and it's frustrating. Again, this is all liability. All right, why the heck does even an unlicensed facility, why can't they, out of the goodness of their heart, try to help somebody? Why not? What are the lawsuits taking these people out? What is the liability? Well, yesterday we were talking about, and on the news here, we're talking about, well, if you give CPR and the person wakes up and they wake up, you know, with a stroke, or they wake up comatose, you know, somebody could sue and they could blame you on the way you did the CPR. If they were a DNR, blame you for, you know, administering it. There's all this blame. There's all this liability, and there's all these lawyers, and there's all this potential for lawsuits, such that we live in a world right now, people, where if your loved one slumps over somewhere, nobody will risk that liability to try and save their life. Now, that's the key to this. They won't risk their liability. To me, a life is so much more important than any liability. But for those of you that have ever been sued, you know that a lawsuit ruins your life. You lose everything. You could lose everything. You could lose your ability to work. You could lose your license. You could lose. Why do we live in a society such as this, where people are scared to save another person's life because theirs will be totally destroyed because of a flipping lawsuit? This is crazy. This is crazy. Save the woman. If she was not a DNR, I don't care whether your facility is or licensed or not, you try to stabilize her, you try to do what you can until the paramedics come. We're talking about a life. But the fact that these facilities have policies and protocols saying not to means whatever lawsuits have occurred must have been disastrous. And why the hell are these lawsuits even entertained? This is what blows my mind. When that girl saved her friend's life by giving her CPR and then was turned around and sued because the girl was a paraplegic, the accident caused the paraplegia, and yes, maybe during the life-saving ceremony or the life-saving activity, maybe somebody could claim that's when the cervical fracture that was unstable could have severed the nerves. Who knows? But is this what we want, where you don't go and save your friend's life because you think you're going to be sued by them later, so let them die? Why are we letting people die over a lawsuit? And this is exactly what we're seeing now. If and I will correct, well, I don't have to correct myself, because yesterday I'd said we don't know if this woman, this patient at the facility had a, we shouldn't actually say patient, we should probably say resident. This resident of the facility, whether they had a DNR order or not, we're not being told. But my guess is she didn't have a DNR order, because this wouldn't be a topic to talk about then in the media, that say, well, she was DNR, you left her alone. But if there was actually a nurse who agreed that she was a nurse and she identified herself as a nurse to 911. How do we train nurses? How do we train doctors to not jump in when we have the knowledge to jump in and start CPR? There was a resident who we were taught about. He wasn't a resident of my program, who was driving behind somebody who got into a pretty bad accident on the road. And he had been driving, I don't know if it was Thanksgiving break or something. So he was on the highway. He was there to witness the accident, and he jumped in to save the person's life. The airway was compromised. The gentleman wasn't breathing. So he took him out of the car, the truck, as carefully as he could, started initiating CPR, and was able to revive the person. The person, unfortunately, was paralyzed from the accident, but he claimed, and he could have been right, he could have been wrong, claimed that it was the resident doctor who caused the cervical spine injury. If the resident doctor had left him alone, he wouldn't have been paralyzed. Now, of course, you know, the attorneys were going back and forth, going, if the resident doctor left him alone, he would have died. And the other attorney said, no, ambulance was on the way. This guy could have lived until the ambulance got there. The resident doctor should have never jumped in. So we were taught in our training to not jump in because you will not be protected by the Good Samaritan law as a resident. Now, I'm listening to this, you know, after having my, you know, basic life support and advanced life support, advanced trauma life support training going, what? You're telling me not to use this? And the reason why is they had to protect us. You know, once you learn life support, right? Have you guys ever been to a CPR class? And I please urge you that you do. Or if you've ever learned advanced trauma life support or did a ride along with paramedics, you're ready and you want to just go out there and help. I mean, you got your cape on and you want to be a superhero. You do. You know, I love what our first responders do. And I want to be out there and I want to be fighting crime and I want to be fighting death and just, I want to be all over it. And so they were probably worried that a lot of us doctors and vigilantes would become vigilantes and, you know, go out there and try to save people. And they said, look, this resident, his career was ruined because he got sued. You know, very difficult to get a license, get malpractice insurance, get insurance companies to add you to their list. And if you caused somebody to become paraplegic. Even though, you know, we in the medical community were like, well, he helped the guy and he saved the guy's life. That's not what it looks like on paper. On paper, he was sued for causing a gentleman to be a paraplegic by not performing proper C-spine precautions. So we live in a world right now where we are taught to hesitate. And as we hesitate, people are dying. That's the world we're in. I don't know how to change the world. Nobody wants to address the lawsuits. Nobody wants to address the attorneys. And it's because maybe a lot of you like to sue. Maybe you love having the ability to sue. Maybe the reason why, you know, you may tell me, oh, Dr. Dolly, I agree with tort reform. I think that's great. That's wonderful. Absolutely. Doctors are being sued for frivolous reasons. Companies are being sued. Liability is ridiculous. Too high. Absolutely. I got your back, Dahlia. But maybe some of you are thinking, no, because if something goes wrong, I want to be able to sue and I want to be able to get a settlement, which is fair. But the fact that these settlements are so detrimental, even if you settle, even if the suit doesn't go all the way, and you settle, you still have to report that for your insurance company, etc. And many facilities won't be able to stay open if they sustain one huge settlement. So the fact that you have facilities scared to death to institute CPR means our system is screwed up. Am I wrong? The system is completely Donald Ducked up. And you guys need to change it. You do. I can't change it. I could yell and scream about tort reform. I could yell and scream about these lawsuits. But the fact remains that if a facility is too scared to save a person's life because of a lawsuit, we have a huge problem with our legal system. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neoferra.
Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neilfera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neilfera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.